Peter Schweitzer, China's main strategy to win is elite capture, buying off U.S. elites like the Bidens. By Hannah Blow on January 29, 2022. The Chinese Communist Party's, CCP, main strategy to win involves buying off the elites of the United States. A process they call elite capture, Breitbart News senior contributor and author of the best-selling bombshell Red-Handed, How American Elites Get Rich Helping China Win, Peter Schweitzer told Breitbart News Saturday. Identifying the Biden family as one of the primary examples of a successful target. Schweitzer, president of the Government Accountability Institute, GAI, explained the broad theme of his latest blockbuster during his appearance on the show. The subtitle of the book is How American Elites Get Rich Helping China Win, and this reflects a strategy that Beijing has had. They're pretty open about it, where the strategy is simply to buy off the elites of the United States and other countries. Schweitzer began, explaining that China views itself as in a competition with the United States. However, it believes it can win by buying off elites, not actually competing with the U.S. economy and culture. In other words, they view themselves as in this competition with the United States. There is a competition between these two countries and they want to win. They're quite open about that. President Xi has been talking about that since 2012. And they've decided the way they can win is not going toe-to-toe with this dynamic economy and culture. The way they can win is by buying off the elites. They call it elite capture. That's the term they use, Schweitzer explained, walking through how the CCP views this strategy. They're not looking for, you know, leaders to be clones. There's a strategic concept they use that loosely translated means big help with a little bad mouth. And what that basically means is, you know, if somebody says occasionally things about the Uyghurs or about human rights, they may get irritated about it, but that's not a big deal. What they want the elites to do is ensure that they get access to Western capital, and they get access to Western technology. And as long as the elected officials and corporate executives don't interfere on that, they're very happy to help these elites get rich, because they're helping them in such an important way, he said. In other words, when it is crunch time, the idea is these elites side with China, which wants access to Western markets, money, and research. One of the most successful targets of this CCP strategy is the Biden family. Schweitzer explained, gaining some $31 million in deals from individuals with ties to Chinese intelligence. Listen. Breitbart Middle. Peter Schweitzer, January 29, 2022. Schweitzer noted that they first broke this theme in his book Secret Empires. They knew the Biden family had commercial ties in China and knew it was corruption and cronyism. But the Hunter Biden laptop and access to other emails, he said, allowed them to piece together how much they got and perhaps more importantly, who made the deals happen. The question is who really made it rain for the Bidens in China. Schweitzer said, explaining that Hunter Biden was eager for deals and went over in 2009 and 2010 after his father became vice president. There were a handful of Chinese businessmen that made it rain for Hunter, including Jay Fang, a mysterious businessman who arranged a $20 million deal for Hunter. At the time, Jay Fang was also business partners with the Vice Minister for State Security in China, their spy agency. The Vice Minister's responsibility was foreign intelligence recruitment, which Schweitzer said should have set off alarm bells right away. Another businessman that helped with that $20 million deal and wired another $5 million to a separate Hunter Biden business was business partners specifically with the daughter of the former Minister of State Security, who ran the entire spy apparatus. So the elite capture for the Bidens, I think, is crystal clear. It's demonstrated in Joe Biden's posture towards China and the facts are the facts, Schweitzer said. Just imagine, in the Cold War days, if an American first family was doing deals, got $31 million from Russian businessmen who were linked to the KGB. I mean, there would be alarm bells clanging all over Washington, D.C., Schweitzer said. And I think that needs to be going on today, because that's how serious this issue is.